Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to lean on God and trust His promise. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it. Yeah. I know He can. I've seen Him do it. He can turn the mess you're in. He can turn it into an awesome miracle. I can do whatever problem you got. Just let it go. You just give it to God. He'll work it out. How do I know? How do I know what God can do? I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him do it. I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. So I wrote this verse to encourage you. When your back is against the wall, just know that God will come through you. Listen, when your life has gone straight, to preserve and cover you with His grace,
I'm
job, but God will make a way. He's a provider. He's good. He's already. Come on, think about what he's already done, and he's going to do it again. Come on, wave your hands and sing, I've seen him do it. I know you have your own testimony. I've seen him do it. Come on, can he testify?
Sometimes do things for others. So if you want to speak a word, maybe not for yourself, but for somebody else. Let somebody else benefit. This woman asked her to quit smoking and said, if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your family. Do it for someone else. Do it for them. That's what I'm asking you today. You may not want to testify. You may not want a thing to say. Even though today is review, do it for somebody else. I'll do it for you. Speak on it because of somebody else could get blessed from you. Father God, we truly thank you because your word says in everything give thanks. But this is your will concerning us. So we thank you for such a time as this. We thank you for being the God that you are. We thank you for blessing us the way you have blessed us. You have forgiven us of our sin. And I want to go ahead on and put that out there because you are a forgiving God, Heavenly Father. You forgive everyone and anyone who has ever wronged us. You'll forgive them as well. So I thank you, Father God, for forgiving our enemies. That's important. Father God, I just pray that no ill things come to them, but I pray that your will be done, Heavenly Father. I ask you to forgive me for any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any anger, any strife, any animosity, and any resentment that I may have in my heart toward anyone at this time. I thank you, Father God, for forgiving me. And I thank you, Father God, for forgiving those that are on the broadcast. Because the enemy have been known to creep in and give all kinds of thoughts. So I cast them down right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we do not fear because we have authority over fear. This is a warfare of prayer. It's based on authority and power that's in your name and in your blood. So I take authority right now according to the word of God and according to the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare and decree for every believer to have authority to take this and become an overcomer. Become an overcomer. For the word of God is quick. It's a living thing and it's powerful. That's what makes us overcomers because we use the word of God. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that as believers, we are also been commissioned to forgive 7 times 70, according to Luke 10. So I thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of those who've hurt us. And I thank you, Father God, for having the ability to bind up the enemy and to use your blood. And I cover this broadcast today, Father God, with your blood, that those that will hear it will run after it. Those that are here true will put themselves in a position to receive the truth and not fight it, but receive it. I thank you that John 8:31-32 says, we have been made free. Thank you for the freedom, Father God, because it's in that freedom that make us more than conquerors. I thank you, Father God, that somebody will hear something out of this review and have a change of heart, mind, even their walk, and they'll realize that they're blessed. Now I ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. We pray. Everybody agree with this prayer. Said amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay. Well, our foundational scriptures, we'll go ahead on and put them out there. And after that, anyone have anything you want to share, press 1, and we'll let you be part of the review. If not, we'll get into some of the things that we talked about this week. Our first scripture is found in Genesis. I believe it was Genesis 12 and 2. Genesis 12 and verse 2. I'm going to ask Sister William if she'd be so kind to read that out of the King James Version.
Yes, Pastor, Genesis 12:2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
Okay.
Amen.
Are you able to read?
Yes, Pastor. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Amen. Genesis.
Amen.
And verse 2, reading from the King James, I'll make you a great nation and bless you. I'll make you famous. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
And also we use Ephesians 1 and 3. These were our foundational scriptures, Ephesians 1 and 3. Sister William, she'll grab Ephesians 1 and 3.
Okay, yes, Pastor. Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
You used the subject. Well, we talked about being a blessing. Yes, somebody. And with that understanding of we're to be a blessing, the Bible says, I mean, it, to me, that is like so plain. When he says this, he says, thou shalt be a blessing, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I just keep asking myself over and over, Lord, are we to be a blessing? He said, yes, you are to be a blessing, but you are to be a spiritual blessing. So when I look at Ephesians 1, then I see how we're going to be a spiritual blessing. See, there's all kind of blessings. Let me say that first of all. But to be a spiritual blessing is the highest level of blessings you can be. Giving somebody a ride, that could be a blessing. Giving somebody some finances, that could be a blessing. I had somebody tell me I was a blessing to them. I thank God for that. But that's a natural blessing. I want to be a spiritual blessing. I like when people call me or text me and tell me, whoo, boy, that word was awesome. I like that because I know that I was a spiritual blessing. To me, that means more to hear that because I know the grace of God went beyond my lips, and the grace of God went beyond this studio. But the grace of God ascended past all of the things that could have hindered it, and that person heard it. They heard it, man. And they were blessed by it.
Amen.
So blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who have blessed us. See, that's what we have now. You got to look at that. That's something you got now. You have spiritual blessings.
Yeah,
where they are, are they? I'm glad you asked. Blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. That's where the blessings is at.
Amen.
So I challenge you all this week to go forward and bless somebody. And I think one day we went over the blessings, what blessing is. You know, we talked about blessing being just like a prayer. or something spiritual. That spiritual blessing is when you bless something. You call divine protection over it, or you speak blessing over it. That's when you're blessing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's a blessing when you can ask God's favor, when you can intercede for somebody, when you're putting the grace of God out there. You're bidding someone's God speed.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Laying hands on somebody. That's blessing. See, I want you to see the difference between bless and being a blessing. See, just like sometimes as in a benefit, for instance, as in a benefit, something that provides happiness or does good for another person or thing, you're blessing them. You're blessing them.
Yeah.
And sometimes blessings are unexpected, but you're going to bless them. See, every time somebody receives something financially, or even a lady gave me a bunch of clothes, well, that was a blessing. That was I was blessed, but that wasn't a blessing. The blessings came when she said, oh, I hope you can wear them and get many use out of it. And she's hoping and telling me that, you know, you're a godsend. This is why I'm. Now, she gave me all the clothes and stuff, but she started telling me how the word of God brought joy to her and how that the word of God, and she just think the Lord wanted her to give me this. And I've been a blessing in her life. See, that's blessings to me. When the clothes, it was what she said.
Hallelujah.
That's how you bless somebody. So you bid somebody. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Your own parents, your family, your children, your grandchildren, bless them.
Yeah.
And that moment telling them, hey, grace be with you today. I'm speaking, you know, I'm speaking the word of God over your life. And wherever your feet touch, you're going to be prosperous. They need to hear that. That need to be ringing through their ears.
Yeah.
You don't know how that relieves somebody or something, because that's part of the benefits. And we're talking about that this week as well. But anyway, that's pretty much where we were at. And so if anybody like to come in on anything said this week, go for it.
But Pastor, I'd like to read that from the New Living Translation, Ephesians 1 and then verses 3 and 4. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm, because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Amen, amen. What a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, praise God. That's that spiritual blessing you're talking about.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I said, yeah, that's that spiritual blessing you're talking about. Amen.
God wants us to be just like him. He's given us spiritual blessings, and we're to give spiritual blessings.
Amen.
Yeah. One thing really got me this week was we talked about Psalms 103.2. Psalms 103.2. And I know I'm just touching bases, but I just thought about that.
Mm-hmm. That's another one, yes.
From the King James. You read that, Sister William?
Yes, Psalms 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul. One moment. And forget not all his benefits.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. From the Message Bible. Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. You in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. Amen, amen. And that was 1-5, Pastor. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Praise God.
Yeah, don't forget the benefits. That's important. You don't want to forget the benefits.
Amen.
Don't forget what he did for you. Some of these benefits has been an assurance. It, matter of fact, it makes you think back. How blessings have flowed our way. Now I'm talking about the real benefit in the natural. But when I think about that in the spiritual, when I get revelation knowledge, I know it's God sent.
Amen.
I know it's a blessing. When he redirect my course and send me to different places, and I know that I met certain people at certain places, and I know it was God.
Mm-hmm. Amen,
because,
amen.
I watched God do things in the natural, and I've gotten the benefits from that. But what I really, really like is the spiritual. Something that he has made up part of a divine nature, according to 2 Peter 1 and 4. 2 Peter 1 and 4. You know, when I think about that, how am I going to forget that? I can't forget that. Forget not his benefit, his spiritual benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then don't let me be talking about the word of God. He gave us that word.
Yes, he did.
The most important thing you could ever get from God is your eyes be open to the word of God. To the truth.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Because then the scriptures become different.
Yes, it does.
Yes, Pastor, I like to read 2 Peter 1 and 4. Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promise, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Yes, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Mm-hmm. The one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received, we were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, I'm over here at 1 Peter. What's going on here? And 2 Peter. It's Peter. And I don't know why I want to be over first Peter when it's second Peter 1 and 4. I'm going, what's going on here? He have given up. See, now that's part of it, right? That the blessing. He said he's given up. He's given up this. Now, who will you receive? That's the question. He's giving it, but whom will you receive it? And he didn't give us no any kind of promise. Exceedingly and great. This word great means multitude. And they think of something precious. If it's really precious to you, you try to keep it near, or at least you know how to put your hand on it. Certain things that are precious to you.
Yeah.
Like some of y'all got a big fat bank account. I guarantee you know where that card at. Guarantee you know where that card is at.
Amen.
Some of y'all got certain jewelry. It's precious to you.
Yes.
You got jewelry. Some of you got cars. Maybe real precious to you. Make sure you wash it. Make sure you decorated it. You make sure you do certain things. Keep it smelling good, looking good, because it's precious to you.
Yes.
This thing is precious to you. I know my daughter, her house is precious to her. My one daughter, well, I got a couple of them. But this one in particular, ain't going to call her name, but her house is precious. And you can almost eat off of her floor. You can eat, really, you could. Because it's that precious to her. It's so precious to her, she buy you shoes to put on. She don't buy shoes, so when you go to her house, you put these shoes on. Yourself through the floor. The point is, when things are precious to you, you do certain things. You act certain way. So the word of God or the promises of God should be precious to us.
Yeah.
It should be so precious that every time we look around, we're making sure we know where it's at. Sure that we're paying attention to it. I know people who got these big bank accounts and they got these cards. You let that card get out of sight. They call the bank immediately. Cancel that card. Cut it out. Get it out right now. It could be in another place in their pocketbook. It doesn't matter. But it's so precious to them, so they get that thing shed off immediately, if not sooner. That's what you do when things are precious to you. That's how that works. You know?
Yeah.
Tell you what, my daughter, that house so precious. Oh, no, honey, wait a minute. Let me give you what size shoe you wear. And she'll go and get these little slipper things you put on.
That's right.
I remember when I was growing up, y'all probably don't. Now, I don't know. Y'all might have experienced something like this. But that furniture that was in the living room was so precious. Yeah. Man, they put plastic over that stuff.
That's right.
You could only walk past and look.
You could sit on it. It was so plastic. Now, once they put that plastic on it, they didn't mind you sitting on it.
That's right. Amen.
God giving up these promises, you may become partakers of a divine nature. Now, we won't do it today, but one of these days we need to go through and see what some of these precious promises were that he given us that made us partakers of this divine nature.
Yeah.
3:16 always come to my mind. That's a promise, man. He made us part of his body. That's special. That made us part of the divine nature. Christ's nature is he's the head of the church. And when you read 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19, that's a precious promise. That's spiritual.
Yeah.
That's what makes us part of the divine nature. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to read that. Have her to read that. See, you got to know that you're a citizen of heaven, and you're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You got to know that stuff because it's precious. It should be precious.
Yeah.
But you don't forget these benefits. We still talking about don't forget the spiritual benefits. That's where we at now.
Yeah.
But over in 1 Corinthians 1 and 16, read that. Just
1 Corinthians 3:16.
No. 1 Corinthians. Yeah, that's what I said. 3:16. I'm thinking 6:19. It's 6:19 too. But yeah, 1 Corinthians 3:16.
Yes, 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Brenda, you realize, don't you, that you are the temple of God, and God himself is present in you? Amen. No one will get by with vandalizing God's temple. You can be sure of that. God's temple is sacred. Amen. And remember,
amen,
you are the temple. Praise
yes,
God.
You are. That's one of the benefits you have. That's your benefit.
Thank you,
that's
Lord.
A spiritual benefit. And then 1 Corinthians 6:19. While you're there, read that. I kind of put them two scriptures together.
1 Corinthians 6:19. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, God-given and God-modeled love for becoming one with another. Or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place and the place of the Holy Spirit? Don't you see that you can't live however you please, squandering what God paid such a high price for? The physical part of you is not some piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. God owns the whole works. So let people see God in and through your body. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. That's one of the spiritual blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
Spiritual blessings.
Mm-hmm.
We have been reconciled.
Yeah.
Reconciled.
Mm-hmm.
We have become one living stone.
Mm.
You know, the other thing we were talking in 1 Peter 2:9-10, how that we are part of a chosen race, chosen generation. God chose you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
yes, he does.
Benefit. You know that you've been chosen.
Mm. Hallelujah.
It's
hallelujah.
Like, I don't watch too much of that bachelor stuff, but I know when you've been chosen, you get a rose. So when God chooses us, he give us something. He give us more word, more revelation, because you've been blessed.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I will bless him at all times.
At all times.
No matter if it's good, bad, or ugly, and this, I'm going to bless the Lord. I've already made that decision. It's final in my life. I will bless him. And ain't the devil in here who will stop it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen, amen.
See, Amen. That, remember Jesus said to them people over there in Matthew 17:20, I think it. He said, because of your unbelief, he says, surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed,
yes,
you will say to this mountain, move here or go there. He says, and it'll move out your way. And nothing will be impossible for you. So what I'm saying, use your faith like a mechanic uses tools. Use your faith because we have to activate that. Start using your faith. Start relying on the things of God. Ignite by speaking the word of God. Go ahead and begin to speak. Release that. Release those blessings. Release those blessings. So as we do this review, and I know I'm going to the right a little bit, but I can't help it, man. When I think about his benefit, I could just that all day, just his spiritual benefit. But if you don't see it spiritually, you'll miss it.
That's
Bible
right.
Talk about Psalms 84, verses 10 and 11, when he talks about the shield, or God's word is as a shield, and that's spiritual. These are spiritual benefits.
Things
gonna be with help from you because those are spiritual things he's talking about. That's why he's giving us every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. But you can't be a doubter. You have to become a believer. You have to believe in it without seeing it. You don't see it and believe like Thomas. You have to believe in it without seeing it. That's when you know you're blessed. So you ain't blessed because you saw it. You're blessed because you believe and you hadn't seen it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In Psalms 84, verses 10 and 11, how that reads.
Yes, Psalms 84, 10 and 11. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of a wickedness. For the Lord God is in the sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. From the Message Bible, one day spent in your house, this beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on Greek island beaches. I'd rather scrub floors in the house of my God than be honored as a guest in the place, in the palace of sin. All sunshine and sovereign is God, generous in gifts and glory. Amen, amen.
Praise
God. Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you, who blessed by God? Those who trust him.
Those who
have their own understanding, but acknowledge him, trust him.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible in Psalms 2 and 12, blessed are those who put their trust in him. When you put in trust in him, total confidence.
That's right.
There is no buts. There is no if in. It's just trust. It's not no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20. No, you either trust him or you don't.
That's right.
Well, until it looks like it's going to the south or look like it's going south. No, you trust him all the way. Even if it goes south, you trust him.
Yes. That's the best decision for you he made. Yes. Amen.
Amen. I look at it like this, sisters. since I'm beginning to really get into these scriptures and know that I'm blessed, you know, I just know the blessings in the new creation. When you part of this new birth, the Bible says in 1 John 2:29, I think it's 1 John 2:29. Read that.
1 John 2:29. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him.
Yeah. That's a benefit. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
You got the power of righteousness to die. Read that, Pastor.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Praise God, praise God. 2:29. Once you're convinced that he is right and righteous, you'll recognize that all who practice righteousness, amen.
Amen.
See, my righteousness is in Christ.
Yes.
My righteousness is in Christ.
Yes, amen. It is.
And, when I read 1 John 3:1. Well, you can read 1 John 3:1-3.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure.
Mm-hmm.
That was
1
John.
I'm sorry, you say 1 John? What chapter
yes.
again?
Yes. 1 John, that was 1.
No, 1 yes. John 3.
1 yes.
John
3.
1, 2, 3.
Uh-huh.
3. Mm-hmm. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Reading from the Message Bible, what a marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
But friends, that's exactly who we are, children of God. And that's only the beginning. Who knows how we'll end up? What we know is that when Christ is openly revealed, we'll see him, and in seeing him, become like him. All
Amen.
Of us who look forward to his coming, stay ready with the glistening purity of Jesus. Of Jesus' life as a model.
Amen.
Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Seven steps to blessings of the New Testament. And they're in different categories. But let me tell you this, brothers and sisters. There's 28 blessings or faith. So that comes through the New Testament. And maybe we'll deal with, you know, as the Lord see fit. But I do want to say this. There's blessings upon blessings. We're blessed. Blessings upon blessings. When I tell you you are truth of God, it's only because of the word of God. You know, it's a blessing to be part of the New Testament.
Amen. Say that.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you, the number one reason why is because of Romans 8 and 1. Romans 8 and 1. See, if you're not part of the New Testament, this doesn't apply to you. If you continue to walk in the old, this doesn't apply to you. But you get the blessing because you're in Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Michelle, in Romans 8 and 1, read that for me. Well,
Romans
matter of fact, read Romans 8, 1 and 2.
8. Okay, Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you for freeing us, Lord. From the Message Bible, with the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, fatal dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The Spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated life of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We've been set free. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a New Living Bible translation. Got to almost go to the 7th chapter of the book of Romans to get all of this, because what it's saying, it says, now therefore, based on what I just got through telling you over there in chapter 7, there's no condemnation.
Yeah.
Like right now, because of this, those who belong to Christ will not suffer the punishment of sin. We don't have to suffer that.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So, for the law of sin and death, for the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin and death. And that's where you have to understand that. You have to understand it the way the Word of God says it. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life, which those are belongs to born-again people, born-again children, they have the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that makes you free from the law of sin and death. You're free.
Yeah. Amen.
You're free.
Yes,
you didn't need no GP to tell you you're free. You're free.
Amen.
In the Spirit, that's where you want to be free at, is in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I think Pastor said something about a black cloud. Did you say something about a black cloud?
Yes, we've been free from that. Yes, Pastor. That's what the Message Bible says.
That low-lying black cloud that hung over us, we've been free from that thing.
That's right.
Amen.
You know how you have something hanging over your head that you need to deal with?
Amen.
And it won't go away. If you all ever had anything that, you know what, I need to tell Pastor, I'm sorry, ask her to forgive me, and that hangs over my head, well, that ain't going to get free until you deal with it. It ain't going to get free by thinking about it. It's only going to get free once you deal, it has been dealt with. So dealing with that will get you free. So that's why we're free from that spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
God, Christ dealt with it already.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new power in operation now. And that is called the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. So because we're in Christ now, we've already dealt with that.
Yeah.
It's gone bye-bye. It's gone bye-bye. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anyone else want to press one? I keep forgetting. I get caught up here sometime in this review, but press one if you want to have something to say in the review. This is our review. Ain't it's ours.
Amen.
Amen. So if anybody have anything they want to share about what we went over this week, now is the time.
Amen. Pastor, I just wanted to read that Romans 8, 1 and 2 from the New Living Translation. And it says, so now there's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Amen, amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
And then we
anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. It is good to have these different versions, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you, there's two things. Number one, you don't have to go and get your strong concordance every time.
Mm-hmm.
For those who know how to, you know, do this old-fashioned, instead in the Word of God, we get the dictionary, the strong concordance, and the Bible. Then we go and we break all these words down. Well, having these new other versions help us keep us from having to do that. Which I think is still good practice. You learn more. You learn what each one of these words mean in the Greek and in the Hebrew. You learn that 4327, that's what number it is. You'll run to that in the Strong or in the Living. Like so by us having these different versions, help us so we don't have to do that. Because why we go to these different versions. And I had an answer for them, but at the time, I had to think about it because I wanted to be correct. That's why I do it. And I think that's why it's good to have these different versions so that it's pretty much been broken down for us that we don't have to do that. See?
Yeah,
and it's evident in Romans 8 and 1. You know, you get to running references on some of these words, and you'll find out that this stuff has been broken down.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God.
I read like God's Word, for instance. I read Romans 8 and 1 out of God's Word. It says this. So those, now I like to start. It says, so those who believe in Christ Jesus can no longer be condemned. See, but you still got to go back and see what he's talking about. He is trying to say, okay, so you're telling me, based on what you just said, you're telling me, so those who are believers in Christ Jesus no longer be condemned? Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm telling you. But to understand that, you got to go back to the seventh chapter and read all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's part of the benefits. It's part of the benefits that God have given us. I like the seventh chapter of the book of Romans and the way they break it down, but you don't get the conclusion of that till you go to the eighth chapter of the book of Romans. Because Paul's talking about, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself to the Lord of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Because
he couldn't figure out what man he was.
All right.
Because different laws in his memory, warning him against the law of his mind and bringing him into captivity and keeping him bound by sin.
Mm-hmm.
So he would always find it. I see another law that when I would do good, evil is always present with me. So he says, now I delight in the law of the Lord, God, after the inward man, talking about the spirit. So, but finally he came to the conclusion. So when you read that in 8, and God's word, so, okay, I got it now. So those who are believers in Christ Jesus can no longer be condemned. And he said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he tells why. Because for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that made me free. So he's clearing up what was said in chapter 7.
Yes.
So that's
amen.
That studying and research. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Anyone else have any other comments? Hallelujah. Well, thank each and every one of you all. And see you all tomorrow.